Thank you once again for joining us here on The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska, here in February. Leap year coming up, so I hope you're all prepared for that. And spring just around the corner, I hope, anyway. Don't forget, we're going to switch back to daylight savings time on March the 10th. Thanks for listening on great radio stations like KWYR in Winter, South Dakota. Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. You get a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News set through the calving season, and you'll be ready to go.
There you go. I like it.
I have something from Jack Ostergaard today out of Gothenburg, Nebraska area, in a book that is entitled Open Range by Jack Ostergaard, and it's called The Hills. A city dweller lost his way and drove into my ranch. I gave him his directions, then we visited by chance. He asked, "What is there here that makes you want to stay?" I asked him how much time he had for what I had to say. I said, "Stranger, look at those hills and tell me what you see." "I see desolation and bareness and death," he said to me. "I see loneliness and emptiness and a void of civilization. Hard to believe this exists in the midst of this great nation." He said, "I'm intrigued at why you chose this place to live so far removed from the realm of the human race. But there must be some great reason devoid of all the frills. Tell me what you see when you look at those hills." I sought carefully for answers, for I had never questioned why. I had picked this place in all the world where I would live and die. I see solitude, not loneliness. I see cleanliness and rain. I see life as I live it. I see joy and I see pain. I see truth and beauty. I see nature. I see death. In this big land where man is free, with room to take a breath, I hear the cry of the red-tailed hawk and the coyote's lonely voice, and I realize that they, like me, are here by their own choice. I move across this native grass that few men have ever trod and live amongst those hills traversed by me and God. This is not a stage, but the stage, not actors, but players, I said, where life is real and folks know joy, but also have suffered and bled. There are sunrises with promises of a beautiful day and stars so close at night that you can touch the Milky Way. All the world's great problems lie here at your feet. But everything man's searching for is here within your reach. And you realize that from this point you can see eternity and know that you found a place where man's most nearly free. Jack Ostergaard wrote that for Open Range.
I like that. Okay, so I've got one for you. This is called If My Body Was a Car.
A car?
A car. If my body was a car, this is the time I would be thinking about trading.
Oh.
Trading in for a newer model. I've got bumps and dents and scratches in my finish, and my paint job is getting a bit dull. But that's not the worst of it. My fenders are too wide to be considered stylish. They were once as sleek as a little MG. Now they look more like an old Buick. My seat cushions have split open at the seams. My seats are sagging. Seat belts? I gave up all belts when Krispy Kreme opened a shop in my neighborhood. Airbags? Forget it. The only bags I have these days are under my eyes. Not counting the saddlebags, of course. I have so many miles on my odometer. Sure, I've been many places and seen many things, but when's the last time an appraiser factored life experiences against depreciation? My headlights are out of focus, and it's especially hard to see things up close. My traction is not as graceful as it once was. I slip and slide and skid and bump into things, even in the best of weather. My white walls are stained with varicose veins, and it takes me hours to reach my maximum speed. My fuel rate burns inefficiently, but here's the worst of all. Almost every time I sneeze, cough, or sputter, either my radiator leaks or my exhaust backfires. That came from Fern. I'm not quite sure who Fern was, but we love to get things from our listeners, so keep sending things in. Hey, Mike, did you know Bruce Lee was so fast that they actually had to slow film down so you could see his moves?
Really?
Isn't that incredible?
Kind of like me.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
All right, thanks for sharing that today. And if you have something you'd like to share on The Good Stuff, it's pretty simple. Send it to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com. We'll take a look at that, and one day we might be able to feature it right here on another edition of The Good Stuff.